My name is James Forrest. I'm the academic program director. I'm one of the very few people here that's a physicist that's actually not a theorist. There's a very interesting story there, but if you ever need to be grounded in real life and, you know, find out what experiments are, I can let you know. Anyways, we're going to do, first of all, we're going to go through, and is Debbie coming back? Okay, good. We're going to go through, probably you know almost nobody here. Maybe you've met some people, maybe you have roommates by now you've met, but other than that, I'm sure you don't know anybody. You will, by the end of the year, you will know everybody way too well, probably. You'll spend a lot of time together. So what we're going to do at the very beginning, we're just going to start, introduce yourself, tell us maybe where you're from, maybe what you're interested in physics, and maybe some things about yourself that aren't about physics, because that's probably a little bit more interesting. So anyways, I can start. I already told you, my name is James Forrest. I'm the academic program director here. I'm also a faculty member at the University of Waterloo. That's my other part-time job. I do experimental work in polymer physics and something not related to this. Oh, I have 6 children. There, how's that? And now we'll start over here with Camille. You get to be next.
Yay. Hi, I'm Camille Graham. I am the academic program assistant, and I work with Debbie, who you'll meet shortly, and Jamie Forrest, who is the director.
She's a really good soccer player, but other than that...
Can I use that? Yeah, okay, I'll use that. That's a good one.
She's really easy to scare, so if you see her working in the room, just scare her from behind. It's hilarious.
Please don't.
Hi, you've all met me already. My name's Debbie. I'm the academic program coordinator. I try to keep Camille in line. Every now and then it's hard to do, but I just want to say welcome, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you later.
I'm Dan Mones. I'm one of the Sci Fellows. I study cosmology, and I'll be in charge of some of the quantum field theory courses. This summer, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Hi, my name is Denis Dalidovich. I'm also one of the PSI fellows. So originally I'm from Russia. I did my undergraduate at Moscow State University, and I received my PhD from the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. Since that, my career was entirely in Canada. I worked as a postdoctoral researcher at McMaster University. After that, I also spent 3 years at Simon Fraser University, and then came here as a PSI fellow. So my area of specialization is condensed matter, and I will be responsible for teaching courses related to condensed matter. So if you're interested in condensed matter, mostly more conventional condensed matter, feel free to talk to me. Thank you. Welcome to PSI.
Hello, I'm David, another PSI fellow. I'm interested in gravitational physics. So I think being in Canada is a good opportunity to actually start playing hockey. So I like hockey, and there is a PI team. We play every Monday. So if you're interested in hockey, please join us.
My name is Gang. If you're not Chinese, it sounds like the instrument, Gang. And I'm also a Sci fellow. And interesting, I started a squash and a flute last year. Well, I'm working here, so, and if you're interested in music, we really want to put the PI orchestra together, and I'll try to send out an email, try to collect enough people to put an ensemble together. And if you have a beginner squash, I'm happy to practice it with you, and if you're really good, please challenge David.
So, hello, I'm not a teacher, I'm a student. My name is Adrian. I'm from Spain. I'm a student of physics and also of mathematics. I'm interested in mathematical physics and also some areas that have to do with quantum information. I'm really happy to be here with all of you. I hope we'll enjoy all of these courses together. And that's it. And for myself, that has not to do with physics. I don't like sports very much, but I do like music. I play the violin, or I try to. So I would really like to join you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Guo Junzhang. I'm from China, and I'm doing Henry theory currently, and some string stuff. And other than physics, I like running, writing, and listening to music. I have wonderful roommates who play music. So, thank you.
Hi, my name's Jens. I'm 25. I'm from Germany. And I'm pretty much interested in anything that is related to gravitation, both classically and also on the quantum side. And I hope that here I will learn lots of things about quantum field theory. So stuff that is not related to physics. I also play the piano. I like that. And I'm also interested, yeah, that's two more for the team, huh? And I also like electronics, so I'm also a little bit interested towards experimental techniques. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas. I'm from Australia, and my interest is primarily in relativistic quantum information, but I work mostly with tensor networks lately. And my interests, I do enjoy watching a great deal of sports, but I haven't had much time in playing them recently, so I'd like to get into that again. Okay. Thank you.
I tried, but I got
that's what my teacher said about me when I was
so mean. Okay, hi everyone.
I'm Layli.
I'm really interested in the big questions, some cosmology stuff. I'm also interested in information theory, so I want to learn a little bit about quantum information while I'm here. Outside of physics, I do martial arts and yoga, and I'm also interested in anything to do with the great outdoors. I am not very good at playing instruments, but I suppose I would be open to learn. So.
Hi everyone, I'm Hannah. I'm from Australia too. I have quite a strong background in quantum information and a little bit of astro. The reason I came here was to try cosmology and particle physics basically, see if I like that. outside of physics, I love ballet, so I'm planning on going to Toronto to see the Canadian Ballet quite a bit if anyone wants to join me. And I love the beach, so I don't know if there's any sort of equivalent here. And I don't know how I'm going to go with the winter, but I brought my swimmers, so.
I'm Nitika. I'm from India. I've done my master's in physics, so I'm a physics student. And I'm interested in quantum information as well as quantum foundations, but I'm open to learn about other fields and see as it goes. And other than physics, I'm interested in photography. I like to play the guitar, but I don't know how that goes with the orchestra, so I'd like to come and see how I could fit in, if possible. And I like writing poems, I guess. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I'm Tiffany. I'm Dutch. I'm most interested in quantum gravity, and I like traveling and hiking a lot.
Hi, I'm Mary Jean. I'm from Canada, Ottawa. Things I've done in physics before were particle physics, cosmology, and I want to learn more about quantum foundations and quantum field theory. Outside of physics, I like to write like short stories and novels and things, and I also do hiking and running and cross-country skiing.
Hi, my name is Friederike. I'm from Germany. I'm interested in quantum information. And besides physics, I like martial arts and hiking and rock climbing. Yeah.
Hey everybody, I'm Florian, also from Germany. In physics, I'm interested in quantum gravitation and also quantum foundations. And besides physics, I like music. I play the violin and I sing. And I also like hiking and traveling a lot.
Hi. I'm Martijn. I'm mainly interested in quantum gravity and cosmology. And outside of physics, I like kind of heavy music. So I don't play anything, though.
Hi, I'm Dongzi Li from China. And actually, I major in China, mainland. So
sorry. Actually, I major in astronomy during my bachelor's degrees, but I like new things, so it's happy to enter the theoretical physics. I'm interested in the cosmology. And besides physics, I like climbing and hiking, and I like singing and whistling. So it is very possibly that I'm working with all kinds of noises. So please forgive me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Qing Wen, also from China, and my major in physics, my interest in physics is cosmology, and I also want to learn some mathematical physics, and I like all kinds of sports, playing pool or running or hiking, and that's all.
Hi, I'm Tibro, although a lot of people call me Tibra because that's how I spell it. So I'm originally from Bangladesh and I'm a Sci Fellow. I'm interested in many things, and I'm interested in physics because it involves thinking. I started working on entanglement entropy recently, so my research interest is generally string related. Outside physics, I'm interested in indoor and outdoor rock climbing, and I'm interested in cats and other animals, but I own cats. I'm also, on the side, I do political blogging. So this year I've decided to merge my two passions of blogging and physics, and I'm planning to launch the PSI blog. So you guys are gonna be writing for me, okay?
Hello, I'm Maria, I am from Greece. I'm interested in quantum information theory. I'm also a musician. I'm supposed to be a percussionist, but I also love playing the piano.
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm generally interested in like high energy stuff, I guess. And I guess I'm the third person here to play the violin.
Hello, my name is Won Jun, and I have fairly general interest in physics, but mostly interested in condensed matter system. And also I used to study the soft matter system. And beside the physics, I used to play piano, but I'm not sure whether I can right now. But still, I love to listen to the piano music.
Hello, I'm Alex. And given that I don't do sports or play music, you guys probably think I'm pretty boring. But I love writing and drawing especially. I have a kind of a very empty blog on popular science, so I definitely want to help with that. I love singing, especially karaoke with friends would be a nice idea. And I also a lover of languages outside physics. In physics, I have been doing classical gravity mostly. I would like to learn more about quantum gravity as well as cosmology.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Etienne. I studied in Montreal in Quebec. In physics, I'm mostly interested in condensed matter and complex systems and stuff, but I'm also open to other things. And I also play the violin. Yes. And I also like outdoor sports, especially in winter. You'll see, it's very nice.
Hi, I'm Troy, I'm from the Netherlands, and in physics I generally like mathematical physics. I'm not really sure if I want to go into high energy physics or low energy physics, but I'll be open to any kinds of physics as long as it contains some mathematics, I guess. And outside of physics, I'm interested in weightlifting, that's it, basically.
Hi. I am Álvaro, I am from Spain. I like cosmology and quantum information theory. And outside of physics, I like traveling, so I would love to discover Canada with you.
Hi, I'm Pratik from India. In physics, my interests have been condensed matter theory mainly, but yeah, I'm also open to other subfields. I sort of have a diverse interest in physics. I also like traveling. For music, I had tried my hand at the guitar and the piano, but I don't think I've mastered it so much. But I'll still want to be a part of your orchestra if you take me. And also sports. So yeah, I'm not really very good with sports, but I'm sort of enthusiastic about them. I like watching them and playing. But yeah, so if anyone wants to play something, just call me along. Yeah, thanks.
Hi, my name is Aggie. I'm the sixth of the fellows. I was born in Poland, but I spent most of my life in Australia. My background is in quantum optics and quantum information. And my latest hobby is throwing axes. I play on an axe throwing league in Kitchener. And so if any of you are interested in trying that, just come talk to me. Thanks.
Hi guys, I'm Nicholas, another Nicholas, so maybe just call me Nick so I don't get confused. From South Africa, I speak English, Afrikaans, and a little bit of German. I enjoy mathematical physics, but this year I've also learned a bit in ADS CFT and N equals 4 Super Young-Mohs theory, so I find that interesting, but I'm open to whatever we, with all the other different topics here. Outside of physics, I enjoy going to the gym and playing squash, and I also enjoy playing the clarinet, even though I haven't played it in a while. I wanted to bring it with, but it didn't fit in my suitcase. So if anyone knows where I can get my hands on a clarinet for the year, please let me know. Great.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I am from the States. I think I'm primarily interested in kinetic matter theory, but I also have a general interest in physics. So I'm very interested in exploring all different topics while we're here. Outside of physics, I enjoy playing tennis. So I'm hoping to explore squash during my time here because I think the sports are somewhat similar. I went rock climbing once with my friends, so at indoor gym, so that'd be fun to learn more about. I also speak a bit of German, but I'm quite rusty, so I'm looking to practice, hopefully, during my time here. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ho Tat from Hong Kong. So I speak Mandarin, I play a little bit guitar, but it's not so good, like just like beginners. And I like cycling, so if someone like wants to cycle around, so I'm willing to go with. And I'm trying to learn how to cook Chinese cuisine. So if it's ready, I will just invite someone if someone like Chinese cuisines. And like in physics, I'm interested in like a lot of things, but I did some condensed matter things and also some high energy projects. And yeah, good.
Okay, I'm Chinese one, but my name is Renato, or Renato. I'm 24 years old. I came from Portugal. Well, in physics, I have been working in particle physics, but I haven't made my mind yet. And other than physics, I like to do any kind of sports. I like cats, but I love dogs. So, and I think is it
right? I'm the last one apparently. I'm So Pat. I'm from Cambodia, but I did my undergrad in Hong Kong with him. So we used to be classmates for 3 years, and we know each other too well. And in physics, during my undergraduate time, I did some project related to the network theory, random walk, quantum random walk and stuff. And one project in condensed matter. And I'm interested in condensed matter theory and also information, quantum information theory as well. But I'm also open to other field. That's why I come here. And outside of the physics, I like comedy and I hope I'm funny in physics because I know that the comics do not transfer from my language to English that well. and I don't like sport. I figured that out when I was born. So I quit it since that time. So thank you. That's pretty much what I want to tell.
So that is very interesting. Tibra, I have kittens at my house if you're interested. They just open their eyes. And I also have a golden retriever, if say you want a dog. Now I'm trying to get, we have some people online here and I have no idea how to get them back. Let me see. Escape? Yeah, there it is. Ah, there's two people here. Have you heard everything that was going on?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. If you said no, it was going to be a bit awkward. So thank you for lying, maybe. Anyways, maybe each of you could in turn tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, what you're interested in physics and out of physics. Maybe we'll start with you, Jewel.
Hey guys, greetings from Italy. My name is Jewel. I'm originated from Bangladesh. My background is quite heterogeneous. I did my undergraduate in electrical engineering, then I did my master's in nanotechnology, and now I am at ICTP to do my diploma in high energy physics. And in physics, I am mostly interested in quantum fields and strings. Besides physics, I like to do sports, for example, badminton, ping pong, or cricket. So if anyone who wants to do some sports, I will be willing to join. So due to my diploma program, I cannot join you right now, but hopefully I will be joining you at the end of this month. Thank you.
Thank you. Ibrahim?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
So hi, I'm Ibrahim from Pakistan, and I'm interested in high energy theory physics broadly, but string theory and quantum gravity as such. And I'm very interested in sports as well, especially cricket and soccer. And I work out a lot, and that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I don't know, Debbie, do you want to go through? So everybody has one of these books in their little package. And the purpose of these books is to tell you everything you need to know. Not quite. But there's a lot of information in those books. Obviously, you haven't had a chance to look at them. You will have a chance throughout the day. And then at the end, near the end of the day, we'll have a session where you can ask us any questions, either as a result from reading the books, as a result from something you've heard during the day, or something you've always wondered about from, you know, about PI. So anyways, beforehand, what we'll do is Debbie's going to go through some things. Every year, there's a number of things she has to tell people, and often she ends up telling people individually, so it's a little bit easier if she could just tell everybody all at once. But if you ever have any questions, you know, even if we've already said something and you're just not sure, I mean, feel free to come and ask Debbie. You don't mind if I volunteer your time like that, right? No. So,
okay, so if you want to start going through the packages, there's some forms in there that I have included that need to be signed by you. So if you start opening it up, there, the first one is a photo authorization form. It, just here. Photo and video release, it's called. This form, we asked students to let us know whether they are okay with us putting your picture in reports that we may do for our funding agencies, putting your name in reports and the country you come from. We need to have that permission before we can use it. If you're comfortable with us doing that, we ask that you sign the form and just say that signing it means that you're okay with it. If you do not want us to use your name or your photo in any of our reports or in any of our advertisements, like I'm sure you've seen some of our flyers and that, then we have pictures of students in there. If you're not comfortable with having us put that, your picture or your name in there, then just put a line through it, put your name on it, and return it to me as well. So that's what the purpose of that form is there then. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's the form. I just need to see here. Okay. I'm sorry, I just didn't bring cover. Yes. I'm sorry? Oh, just leave that. I'll sign that. So the next form then is a letter that I've included into your package. This letter is to confirm that you are not receiving any additional funding outside of the PSI scholarship. However, there are some students that are receiving extra funding, And on the form, it asks you to indicate yes or no, I am receiving it or I'm not receiving any funding other than PSI. If you are receiving it, please put the name of the scholarship and how much money you're receiving from that scholarship. Once I get these forms, I will review it, and if anybody is receiving any funding outside of PSI, I will be in touch with you to discuss further details on that. The next form we have is called a Memorandum of Understanding between Perimeter and yourself as a PSI student. This form just indicates exactly what's involved in the program, the funding available, additional financing, reimbursement of costs, things like that. So we ask that you read that, and once you understand it, you can sign it. If you have any questions regarding what is on that form, please feel free just to contact me and we can go over it individually. Another couple pieces of paper in there are, you'll see there's a letter in there addressed to you, which indicates how much funding you are receiving per term. It should indicate the fall, winter, and spring terms. And with that is another sheet that indicates promissory note. So once you have become matriculated, which means you've satisfied all the conditions on your offer with the University of Waterloo, you must fill in the promissory note, which indicates that you have the funding available for the fall term. So you need to go follow the instructions on the one form for promissory note. You need to upload the letter that's attached to it, which indicates how much money you are receiving per term. And then you must submit that to the University of Waterloo. So what you should do is go scan the letter that is in there, email it to yourself, and then you can upload it to the promissory note when you submit it. You will have to do this each term. So please keep that letter somewhere so you can use it in the winter term and the spring term as well. So you must do that as soon as you become matriculated. You have 10 days after you're matriculated to register for the fall term. And if you have any issues on that, let me know. And the last form I have, I believe, oh, there's two more. I have indicated, the top of the form says registration for fall courses. Each student is responsible for registering for each of the courses they take each term. So what I have done is I have provided you with a list of the courses as well as some information, the class number, catalog section, permission numbers. You must go into Quest, and I have attached a packet of paper here that tells you how to register for the courses. So if you could just follow along through the steps and add in the information that I've provided on the other sheet, you can then register for your courses. Please note that you have to be matriculated before you can register. Again, if you have any questions on that, please see me. And the last form is a form that looks like this. It's funding that you're receiving from Perimeter Institute. I provide you with a form like this each term, which indicates the expenses that are incurred on your behalf while you're in this program. You'll notice that there is a grand total at the bottom here on the left-hand side. That is the amount of money that goes to University of Waterloo on your behalf for this fall term only. From that, the university will then deduct from that money what's indicated in the column indicated amount paid to university. Those numbers are the incidental fees, which include your UHIP insurance, accommodations, and grad student fees. So the Waterloo keeps that, and then they will send you a check in the amount that's indicated on the top of the sheet. From that, then, you must deposit that into the bank, and I've arranged for a representative from the bank to come and meet with you to set up a bank account, and they will be here tomorrow, and I've developed a schedule, and I'll put it on the door for you to look at. So from that amount that is in the top here, the bank will then reimburse to Perimeter the amount that is indicated under amount reimbursed to PI. And what you will be left with is the amount that is paid to you, the student. No, you could see me and provide me with the details. Okay. And you will get this each term. For the fall term, the only difference in between the fall and the upcoming terms is that we've arranged for you to receive a check from PI, which will be an advance to your living stipend. And the reason we've done that is you will not receive the check from Waterloo until probably about the middle of September. And we know that some of you could probably use some money before that arrives. So I have checks here, which I will give to you, for the fall stipend. That amount will then be included in the money you are receiving from Waterloo, and that will come back to PI because you will have received it twice then. So it's very confusing how we deal with the funding, but if you have any questions, you can just see me and I can help you with that. So if you could all just take some time to review all the forms, and if you're comfortable with everything, sign it and return them to me. If you are not comfortable, please wait, see me, and after I've explained it to you and you understand it, you can sign it at that time and leave it with me. Okay, thank you.
I know, I'm confused. I guess but part of the reason a lot of this is so confusing is that even though most of you, you heard about this program, you apply to Perimeter, and then you get accepted, and that's really cool. And then there's this stuff that happens with Waterloo, and you're maybe not quite sure what's going on. Like, what's going on here? Why am I at Waterloo and at Perimeter? Perimeter isn't a degree granting institution. For a lot of people, you actually care at the end if you get a degree out of it. Although it would be fun to come to Waterloo for 10 months and do a lot of physics and have a good time, at the end, other people will ask about your degrees, and you might need that if you want to get a job or something. And so this is, the Perimeter Scholars International is a partnership between Perimeter and the University of Waterloo. So even though you're here taking all your courses, you're here with all the meals, you're always essentially here, you are registered as a student at the University of Waterloo. Your grades, you'll get transcripts from the University of Waterloo, and in the end, you'll get a coursework master's degree from the University of Waterloo. Everybody here is a coursework master's student. And so you're kind of, you have a dual identity. So you'll have a student number, and you should all know this because you probably had to log into Quest to accept your offer. But at times we may ask you to do things that, and it's not really us, we'll just blame the university all the time when it's something inconvenient. But the university has certain requirements. The other advantage is, though, and I should mention it, is that there's also things you can take advantage of at the university. University has a very, very large intramural sports program, so some of you that are interested in sports, the university has all sorts of sports. I know my son played dodgeball last year. He had a great time playing dodgeball. And because there's a lot of, university students in math and engineering, they're not really athletic either. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about going there and not being, the most athletic person. Neither is anybody else. The university also has tons and tons of clubs. You can do that. And they have tons of services, and every service that's offered to any university student is offered to you as well. You're part of that. So if you haven't already, go to the University of Waterloo webpage, go to Grad Studies, look around, see what's there. I mean, there's health services, there's all the clubs, there's all the sports, there's the athletic complex, although PI has a nice little gym here. What's that? Yeah, the University of Waterloo Library. So sometimes this happens to me a lot, being, a lot of the journals I'm interested in, soft condensed matter, PI doesn't have them. And so I'll go to log in, and I can't access them from here. But when you get your UW student card, there's a way you can just do a proxy login and you can get access to anything that the University of Waterloo carries that Perimeter doesn't carry. So there's a lot of other advantages there. And again, you can always just ask us anytime about any of these things. I won't tell you anything about the program itself because I want everybody to have a chance to go through the book, have a look at it, and then come. We're going to have a session this afternoon where you can ask us any questions. And actually, we started that last year, and we'll do it this year as well. Again, we'll have regular sessions where you can ask us any questions because you're not going to think of all the questions today or tomorrow or even next week, but of course, they will always come up. And if it's an urgent question, you can always ask, you know, Debbie or Camille or myself, you can always ask us these things. and we'll have regular, you know, kind of sessions like this where we get together and you guys can ask us questions or tell us what's great or not great or super great. anyways, so we have a bit of a hole in our schedule now. Oh, she's here now? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So we're going to have somebody from UW Counseling here to talk to us because we have a very intensive program. We also have this thing in Canada called winter. It's dark and cold, and sometimes it takes its toll on people. And so it's really nice. UW has a great counseling service that they offer to the students. Sometimes it's nice to just get there, talk to somebody who's, you know, have a lot of experience with this. They've talked to a lot of students who have been in very similar situations. And again, it's something that's available to you as UW students. So now I'll just sit here in awkward silence and wait for her to come. Wait, where's that whistler? You can whistle. You can. No. That's on King, isn't it? Long and McQuaid on King, yeah.
Everything, and it's really cheap, actually. I was surprised, like, for a month, you can get a guitar amplifier or a flute or whatever. So, I would check it out.
Yeah. I just have a question. Is there something that rents bikes long term? Like, because we heard that the university rents them to students for a semester, whatever they're called, but apparently not anymore.
I don't know.
Tibra, do you know? Does anybody rent bikes?
PI has like a small number of bikes that you can borrow. But at Kitchener, there's a recycle bicycle shop called Recycle Cycle. And you can actually go and buy a cheap bike and they'll help you fix it. And but there's also a McPhail's, I think. No, there are two bike shops on King Street, but they are not used bike shops, so they're more pricey.
Yeah, McPhail's is pretty expensive.
But yeah, Recycle Cycle, it's near the Kitchener Market, and it's open. I think they do have some hours on Saturday as well. But you can just take the bus to that area.
Okay. So that's right. So as UW
students, right, they get the bus pass, right?
So
you can go anywhere in Kitchener Waterloo with that. So okay.
So do you want to talk to them? Yeah. Our schedule will open up a bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Great, sure.
Well, you know,
nothing like having a lot of notice.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're recording it, so it's
fine. So I'm just going to look at the room for a second because I just came in. And it's nice to just have faces. I can't remember all of your names, but that's okay. At least I can just take a moment and have some Okay, great. And I believe we have two people in the back that are Skyping in. That's awesome. That's great. Is this on? Okay, perfect. Right. So thank you so much for inviting me here today. My name is Jennifer Yun, and I am from the University of Waterloo main campus, representing counseling services. So first and foremost, welcome again to our first year students. This is an exciting time for you. So I know that this is orientation. And again, I was really excited when they contact our office for me to come on in to speak on behalf of the department, because we know as first year students, or actually second year or upper or even graduate students, and I think this is a master's student class, right? Perfect. So even as graduate students, you're going to run into a lot of new challenges in life, possibly, and maybe some challenges that you're still going through. And we want to make sure that we're here for you. At Counseling Services, we offer a lot of services to students, such as yourself, as well as faculty and staff, for some of us who don't know that. Partially is one of the things that we do is individual counseling. So that's one-on-one. So once again, if you have any academic concerns or any social concerns that is impacting your studies or just impacting you in general with your well-being, we really want you to come seek us out, because we think that we can give you a little bit of support in whatever you're having some troubles with. So that's one-on-one counseling. But at the same time, we also have group counseling as well. So some people work a little bit better in group settings, and we want to make sure that is offered to our students as well. Particularly, we have one for graduate students, because we know some of your challenges may be very different than the undergrad students that we encounter at our center. So we definitely make sure that we have a group that is contoured to, again, some of your concerns that surrounds your development level as well, okay? The other piece that we do is coping skills seminars. So again, a lot of times people may not have the chance to really develop some skills during their lifetime, and they have a struggle in terms of distress and emotional distress. So we have seminars where, again, it's 1 hour of your time, and you don't require to participate, because some people get a little bit edgy and a little bit scared about participation. So this one is really great, because in group settings, not necessarily a requirement, but we encourage you to participate in that quad. But with these seminars, again, it's kind of like a lecture, it's 1 hour, and whether myself or a colleague of mine will introduce ideas such as emotional coping skills, or thinking coping skills, or behavioral. Sometimes our motivation gets a little bit underneath us, and we're not really sure what's behind that. So having some information about what motivation is made out of, and how do we get motivated when we don't feel like doing many things, whether it's our task at hand or, again, attending our classes or school materials. Another piece that we do in group settings are we have mindfulness groups. So mindfulness is really big in the last couple of years. So can I just get a show of hand if you've heard of mindfulness practices, meditation practices? Beautiful. Because again, in this really stressful environment that we are put in, particularly again, the background that you're here with the physics, it's just a lot to do. So once we really encourage you to take a moment in your life to practice some mindfulness. And again, it's an eight-week program, we call it. And there's one that's for stress related, because there's a lot of stress in the work that we do. And there's one that's particularly for depression and anxiety. So again, we understand that some students coming from undergrad have a diagnosis of anxiety or depression, and there are a little bit more difficult in getting things done, such as motivation or getting up in the morning. So we really want to make sure that we have a program for those particular students, so we can look after them as well and support them in the most appropriate way. So we have those programs. As well, we also know, let me think, we know, I have a note here, what do we have? Healthy relationships. So again, relationships are really important in our lives, and whether it's friendship, whether it's family, whether it's partners, and they can really impact our performance and the way we think and feel. So once again, knowing that these information may be impacting you, we want to encourage you to speak with one of our counselors, or if not in a group setting, but you know, on a one-on-one opportunity. We also want to offer that for yourself as students here.
All the information that you share with us to our professional counselors, they are confidential. So that means that your records, the information that you share with us, will not be shared to a third party. So if you're worried about whether a parent, whether a professor, whether an academic advisor are going to inquire about if you have attended any of our sessions or individual counseling group or seminars or such as those, we cannot provide that information unless you give us consent. So I think that's really comforting for students, especially when you're coming to us with a lot of private concerns and private information. And again, we follow the strictest policy with all of our colleges, whether it's our family marriage therapist or psychology college or social worker college. We are bound by these laws. So again, really remembering that every information that you do share with us, it is confidential. So where are we located in our UW campus? So we've expanded quite a lot in the last couple of years. Needles Hall. Needles Hall is where you pay our dues, and that's where we have to, with student fees, that's the office that we're at Needles Hall. In the last week, we actually, our whole entire department moved to an extension of Needles Hall. So then there's this new modern glass building, and the entire second floor belongs to counseling services. So again, in Canada, we're actually housed the most professional counselors. So we're quite proud of that, because it just means that our administrative department for the university really supports the idea of supporting our students in the emotional level. So we're really proud of that, and we're hoping that you'll seek us for support when that difficulty time comes for us. Another piece is you're probably thinking about, how do you make an appointment with counseling services? So some of the people have asked us, can you make it online? Unfortunately, you cannot make an appointment online, simply because we want to come see you. Well, actually, you want to come see us, but we want to spend a little bit of time on our intake. What that means, intake is a really brief 15 to 20 minutes with one of our staff members, just to inquire why you're coming to seek help. So then we will match you with our counselor that has that background, as well as we want to make sure that if it's more of a crisis, if it's more of a distressing situation, you're not having to wait for a week or 2 weeks for that appointment. But if it's deemed necessary, if you need that appointment that day, we can, and we have counselors that are available to make sure we give you that support that day up when you walk into our center. So that's really, really important as well. Typically, our wait list right now, especially in September, it is going to be 3 to 4 weeks. So if you know right now that there's something that's going on and you're kind of thinking maybe I should go to speak with somebody or maybe not, I highly encourage you to make the appointment anyways, to come on in, to have that 15, 20 minute brief intake with us. And then after, when you get the appointment 2-3 weeks later, if you feel that you don't need it, you can always call and cancel. That's not a problem. But if you wait until that very last moment to say, yeah, I really, really need help, and if it's not deemed as an emergency, you might not get that appointment on that day or that week, and you may have to wait for 2 to 3 weeks. So that's just a little bit of a tip. And for us, especially as new students at the University of Waterloo, we want you to know that if you do have something in mind, please come seek us a little bit earlier. Again, you can always cancel if you need to. We're also connected with health services. So that's something that's very new for us. In the last 2 years, we've been actually different departments. But because counseling services have expanded, we have two locations. As I mentioned, one in Needles Hall and one at Health Services. So at Health Services, that's where you see your doctor, that's where your family physicians are located. That's on the first level. On the second level, that's where the psychological and counseling services is located. So once again, whether you can't remember where Needles Hall is or where Health Services is, there's two locations where you can come and seek some support there as well. Let me think what else we have at our center. Is there any question about counseling right now at this point? Anything that you can think of where I kind of skimmed over and you wanted me to talk a little bit more about? Okay, all right.
So yes. We get our work card after we have participated. How long do we wait for matriculation? I mean, for the work card, because I have matriculated, but I'm not I went to the work card center, but I was told that they have not had my permission yet.
I'm not aware for work card stuff, but this is a good
question though, because you don't actually need a work card to go get our service. So as long as you have your student number already, it's ready to go, you can come into our office and during our time when we do intake, you can use your student ID, and again, our services are free. So you don't have to pay with your fees on a work card or again, out of pocket. They're included in your student fees. So that's a really great point just to kind of gloss over as well. Thank you.
Yes, hours. So we have operating hours from 9 till 5 o'clock, but we also have evening hours, some of the days till 8 p.m. So one of the places you can go to look for these information is on our website. And I have these brochures that I brought in. So there's a phone number and again, our location of our offices. So then you can have easy access when you're on our campus and able to find where we are located. Some of the things that I also brought in here as well is some stress management brochures. Of course, again, being in your master's students, you've been through this, you've gone through the entire regime of school, this is not new for you. But again, there might be a process where there are a lot of things that are affecting in your life that it's not just academic performance, it's not just academics that you're struggling with, it might be a lot of other things, personal things that are affecting you. So time management can actually help you do your best in school as well as able to come in for that appointment and speaking with somebody. We also work closely with Student Success Office, we call that SSO. So again, if time management and some of the study skills you're having some issues with, you can always talk to a success coach, and that's really helpful as well. Your stress management piece may work well in your undergrad degree in studies, but maybe it hasn't, when starting your program here, maybe it's not working as effectively as you'd like to. So once again, I encourage you to seek some of those services, such as Student Success Office, which is located at South Campus Hall, whereas where you would purchase textbooks at the University of Waterloo. So again, that's a service that is available for you as well as graduate students being part of Waterloo. And because we're actually not a 24-hour service, thank you, if you feel like, again, that there are some things that are distressing and you can't wait for the next day and you really need to speak with somebody, we also partner up with a service called Good to Talk. And I don't know if anyone knows this, but Good to Talk is, again, supported by professional counselors. So they're not volunteers, because I understand some services out in our community are volunteer-based. These are professional counselors, same people that are working at our services. They're able to, again, pick up your phone call 24/7. So it's 3 a.m., 3 p.m., 4 a.m., 4 p.m. They're able to speak with you over the phone and try to de-escalate the situation until you're feeling you're a little bit more calm and you can wait till the next day to actually come on into our office for that one-on-one face-to-face support. So that's always there for you if you need to. And again, I have these information and I'll leave that to your faculty members here. So sometimes it's not ourselves that are struggling. Sometimes we know that we have peers that are going through some really tough things and you're noticing some symptoms that you've probably searched or maybe Googled on the internet. And you're really worried about that person. Once again, one of our services, you can call in and speak with us and talk about how to best support your friend in need. So not only is it for yourself, but you can come on in and speak with one of us and talk about, okay, I've seen this in this particular student or my roommate, and I'm not sure what's going on, and you're really, really concerned about them. So what we call that is a consultation. And once again, if you're able to give us the name of that student, we would love to help them. But again, if you feel that you're uncomfortable, you'd rather keep that name to yourself, and of course, if they're not in any serious harm, then we would give you some advice on how to best get them to our services and still be a good support on the sideline. The other service that we're connected with is called the Crisis Service of Waterloo Region. So once again, you can reach us at 3 a.m. or at 4 a.m. and you have these concerns for these students or for your peers, there's that number you can call as well.
and you can consult with them. You can say, hi, I have a friend, I have a roommate that I'm really worried about, and I'm not really sure what to do. Once again, you can connect with them, and they'll tell you as best as possible how to help that student. And until, again, the next day, our office is open for you to come on in with that friend, or again, having that information given to you. We also understand sleep is something that interrupts our studies and doing our very best each and every day. So once again, if you are noticing sleep patterns and problems that is affecting your academic performance, as well as your social performance, being able to socialize, and you've been noticing you've isolated yourself from people, you might want to really start noticing what other pieces are missing in your life, because that's gonna to help us or help you understand, I'm kind of going down on a slippery slope and I really need to speak with somebody and have some support. Sleep is a really big indicator. If you're losing sleep or you're gaining too much sleep, that means there may be other variables that are affecting your well-being. So that's one thing I really want you to take away in this presentation as well, that if your sleep is being irritated by A, B, and C, take note of that and see if maybe your diet also being changing, because sometimes we're either eating too much or eating too little with being not hungry. And again, that can affect the way we receive information and interpret information. And that can cause us, again, some emotional distress. So just noticing these little things can make sure we can help you in the middle before it gets a little bit too serious. And we want to make sure you get that support that you need. Any other question about counseling services? Again, it's free and it's confidential. That's really important in our department. And we also come out to make presentations as well. So if you feel that there is a particular topic that you're showing interest of, then one of our colleagues or myself were able to come on into different faculties and make that presentation for you as well. So that's all the information I have right now for counseling services. I don't want to inundate you with too much because, again, it is a service that has a lot to offer. But if you look at our brochure, it will tell you information, as well as visiting our website. Our website has a lot of information, again, on certain mental health illnesses and how to, again, get some help during that time if you're noticing some of those symptoms that are coming up for you. All right. That's great. So that's all that I have right now, if there's no more questions about counseling services or health services for that matter. Yeah? Okay, great. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
So I know at the beginning of the year this seems, you know, maybe a bit heavy-handed or something, but it's a very unique environment you get thrown in this program. So it's not very much like your undergraduate courses, where typically you'll have, you know, each class you'll have maybe two or three times a week. You get a lot of time in between. You've all looked at, you know, what the way we do the courses here. It's extraordinarily intense. Okay. People have called it things like, you know, boot camp or drinking through a fire hose. It's extraordinarily intense, and there is no time to digest your things. And so because it's like that, because you're here, I mean, you're here because you're very good at what you do. And so you want to do well. And so if you feel you're, you know, falling a bit behind, it's extraordinarily stressful. Okay. Absolutely, this is the case, and every year there are times when students could use these services, and there's absolutely no shame in saying to yourself, wow, you know, I need to talk to somebody, okay? Especially when, you know, when it comes time to being winter, and then that sun disappears for, like, you know, a few months or whatever it is, and it's so cold you can't breathe and whatever. So, you know, it's good to know that these things are available, and not only for yourselves, but like you said, for your roommates. Again, the other thing that's true, you're coming into a completely different academic environment. As well, you're coming to a different country. You're surrounded by people you've just met, and then you have to live with them all the time. okay? And so there's a lot of new things. There's a lot of, you know, it's quite unique in a lot of ways and can be quite stressful. Of course, it can be tons of fun. And every year, everybody that leaves here, you know, has a whole bunch of new best friends. And then they, well, Tibra can attest to the fact how long they keep in touch after the PSI students here. I mean, the people you make and the friends you make, well, you know, they'll stay with you for a long, long time. So we're going to have, is Michael coming now-ish? Okay, so Michael Duchesne's gonna come. Michael Duchesne is, what's his new title? Managing Director, is that his new title? Managing Director and Chief Operating Officer of Perimeter Institute. So he's gonna tell you a little bit about Perimeter Institute on the whole, not just the researchers here, but there's a lot of other things that go on here. And you're more than welcome, when you have the time, to get involved with these things. We have a great outreach program. We have all sorts of things that go on here. It's more than just, it's more than just, of course, this collection of classes. It's more than just the researchers. There's a lot of things that go on here. This is a hub of activity. One of the things you might find that's really the hardest to do is balance what, you know, you're taking all these courses, especially in the fall term, you're taking a lot of courses, but as well there's a lot of other things going on here that you might want to take advantage of, and trying to balance those. It's kind of a work balance rather than a work-life balance, but you don't want to miss out on all the other things that are going on at Perimeter. We have a lot of visitors. All the time when you look on the board, you'll see the visitors here, and you'll always recognize some of the names. Oh, I know that person. Oh, that's so cool, they're here. Maybe I'll bump into them. Sure, come on in, Michael. So like I said, Michael Duchesne is the Managing Director of the Perimeter Institute. We're just running short of time.
So welcome, everyone. Didn't we just have a PSI graduation like a week ago? Great to have all of you here. Welcome. It's actually always very exciting at PI when the new PSI class comes in. It totally changes the dynamic at PI, so we're all very, very happy to see you. And certainly hope you're going to have an amazing year, which I don't doubt at all, because every PSI class, I think, has an amazing year here. Everybody works unbelievably hard. By the end of the year, the classes always look both exhilarated and exhausted. So I'm assuming you're going to be the same. But PI is a great place, and it's really, really nice to have you here. So I thought I'd just, because you're brand new, I thought I'd just go through a couple of things to give you a bit of a picture of what the Institute looks like on the whole. So that was the vision that was created here at PI. It was, people thought, was a very, very, very bold vision. You start from nothing 15 years ago, and you want to create the top theoretical physics institute in the world. It unites private and public partners, and I'll tell you a little bit about how our funding works. Attract the best scientists and make major, major breakthroughs that are going to completely change the world. So that's the vision in 1999 of Mike Lazaridis. So you may or may not know him as the inventor of the BlackBerry, inventor of the smartphone. So at the time in 1999, this has nothing to do with BlackBerry. It has nothing to do with his company. This is a guy who is just hugely, hugely interested in science and science education, believes very, very strongly in basic research, and is a big believer that you have to put a lot of investment into basic research, and that hasn't been done a lot. So in 1999, Mike invests $100 million to establish Perimeter Institute, and at the time, that represented one-third of his personal wealth. So that gives you an idea of the kind of commitment that he had to the Institute and the belief that he has in this science. So Mike's got a background in both physics and engineering. Amazing, amazing guy, still the chairman of the board of the Institute. And so he established this from scratch by setting up an endowment with $100 million. So that's our first building. I don't know if you've been around long enough to have seen it on King Street downtown. It was called the Times Square building. Debbie worked there way back when. Probably not too many of us. I was there for just a short period of time. That was the first building, and Perimeter really started from scratch. It started from absolutely nothing. It attracted two faculty members from tenured positions at major universities who came to non-tenured jobs at an institute that didn't exist. So these guys were real risk takers. They really thought this was an extraordinary opportunity. And so the whole idea of being very entrepreneurial and very risk-taking has been a mark of this institute from day one. Some pretty amazing people took a big, big chance on an institute that didn't exist. So today, of course, that's PI. This is now the largest theoretical physics institute in the world. The Black Wall, that's the original building that was built in 2004, and then we added on the Stephen Hawking Center in 2011. It's the first time that Stephen Hawking has ever lent his name to a facility. He's been extremely generous to us, very, very good to us, big, big believer in PI. He's a distinguished visiting research chair here, and he spends time at Perimeter when his health allows, and we hope that's going to happen again. And as you can imagine, when Stephen is in the building, the dynamic here changes enormously. It's a very, very exciting time, so we'll hope he comes back in the next little while. And on his last visit, he said this about us, that we're one of the world's leading centers, if not the leading center. He's not prone to making big statements, so we were very honored by that, and also realized that that just puts that much more pressure on us. We have a lot to live up to, but he's been just amazing for us here at PI. So Perimeter operates as a private-public partnership. So Mike, as I said, was the first to establish an endowment. The governments of Canada and the province of Ontario followed shortly, and many, many individual corporations and foundations have followed in Mike's footsteps. So we operate as just about any other not-for-profit, any university. We spend a lot of our time telling our story and raising money. And every once in a while, you'll see me running around the building with various people. Any day that I have a tie on, there's somebody with money in the building. I'm not kidding. So on the days when you see me wearing a suit, I'm taking people around the building. We bring individuals. A lot of our government partners come through the building quite often. We'll do a tour. And in fact, often I'll stop in the Sci Room, and the thing that our supporters find by far the most interesting is meeting with researchers and meeting with students. And I've had some really great discussions between Sci students and some of those visitors who just talk about, they'll ask, why are you here? What are you interested in doing? And anything that you have to say to those people is like 100 times more interesting than anything I'm going to say to them. So there's some really, really nice conversations. So I every once in a while I might lean on you if you happen to be around during a tour, but you'll see people coming through the building as we continue to gather support. So I'll just show you really quickly what PI looks like as an organization. So as I said, we're a typical not-for-profit, so there's a board of directors at the top. Mike Lazaridis is the chair of the board. It's mostly made up of people from the business community, some people from academia, some people who have government connections, and they oversee the big picture of the organization. And of course, Neil is the director of the institute, and if you haven't met them, you will shortly meet Rob Myers. Rob is actually one of our founding faculty members, so he's one of the guys. He left a tenured job at McGill to come to PI in the very early days, and Louis Lehner, he's the deputy chair of the faculty, so they work very, very closely with Neil, and of course, Jamie runs our academic programs. And then there's a whole team of people who work on the support side. So that's me in that box there, and I have an amazing, amazing team of people, and some of those people you'll have nothing to do with over your time at PI, and some of them you will meet. The finance people you won't necessarily have a lot to do with, but without them you won't eat and you'll have no place to sleep. So they'll be in behind the scenes. We have an amazing team who run this building. Our bistro is incredible, incredible staff of people. They will take very, very good care of you. You might run into some of our IT people and our help desk who might give you some help at some point. people and culture is what we call human resources, so that a lot of people call human resources. You may have, would you have met Sherry or, pardon me? Later this morning, okay. So that's a great group of people. They look after everything that's people-wise in the building, that's an amazing team. Scientific administration is a group of people who look after all our scientific programs. So that would be our seminar series, our conferences and workshops. Over the course of a year, 1,000 international visitors come through the building. So as well as our resident scientists, we have a lot of visiting scientists. And it's one of the great, great things about this particular program is that on any given day, when you're in the bistro, you will run into the top people from around the world, and it'll give you a chance to make connections with them. And I should also say that all of the people that you see in the building, if you recognize, you know, next week, Lenny Susskind is here from Stanford. All of these people love talking to students. Don't be shy. Go talk to them. It's a great way to connect with some amazing scientists. Publications, you may have something to do with. So we have a team that puts together everything from our magazine to our annual report. They're always looking for people who might want to write an article or participate in some way, shape, or form. We've had some great Sci student writers. So if any of you are interested in that, at some point you'll meet Natasha Waxman, who heads up our publications team. We do a lot of work in science communication. So one of the things that we established very, very early on is that we wanted to be able to tell our story really well. If you're going to do theoretical physics, you want to be able to understand, convey it really well to the public. So we do a lot of work that way and with the media. External relations looks after all our external partners, like our government partners. So when we have people from government touring through, you may see my colleague John Matlock. Advancement is a fancy word for private fundraising. So I spend a lot of my time on the private fundraising side. And educational outreach, I'm going to talk about a little bit more. So we've got a really great team, and some of these people you will meet over the next little while. So we have a triple mandate here, research, training, of which you are part of the training program, and sharing the power of theoretical physics with the world. That's our outreach program that we've put a lot of energy into right from the start. So this you may or may not be familiar with. That's the pictorial that we use to show the various research areas at Perimeter. One of the big things about Perimeter is this is really a community of scholars. It's a community of researchers. There are no very set groups here. They're research areas, but we have a lot of people who work at the intersection of all of these fields. So it's set up as a very, very interdisciplinary environment. And I'm sure you'll get a much better picture as you go along of what that looks like. So here's, just to give you a sense of who's around. So in white is what we have right now as far as researchers. And in red, which is very hard to read, is where we're going to grow to. So right now we have 22 full-time faculty. We'll grow to around 30 over the next little while. We have 14 associate faculty growing to 20. So associate faculty are people who spend part of their time at Perimeter and part of their time at a partnering university. So they may be at Waterloo or at McMaster, at Guelph, at Western, at one of the nearby universities. We have a huge group of postdocs, about 55 of those, and that's about all we need. We don't want any more postdocs. We already have the largest group of postdocs working in theoretical physics anywhere, and that's probably a pretty good number. Distinguished visiting research chairs, I mentioned Stephen Hawking is one of those. We have an amazing list of people. These are people who are holding positions at universities around the world, but may come to PI for 2 or 3 months just to do some concentrated work. So for example, I can't remember if it's this week or next week, Lenny Susskind is one of our DVRCs, and he'll be here for a while. And on any given week, there are usually 3 to 6 of those people in the building, and they're coming to PI, leaving their home jobs for a while and coming to do some research here. We have visiting fellows who are younger versions of our DVRCs. Affiliates are people who are connected with universities right across Canada who come to visit here once in a while. We have, as you know, 30 PSI students. We're going to have major growth in our PhD students. We have about 40. I'm growing to about 75. Or is it 175, Jamie? 575? Lots. And as I mentioned, we have 1,000 international visitors who come through the building, and that will continue to grow over the year. Big, big emphasis at PI on supporting women in physics. So physics, as you probably know, is extremely underrepresented by women. We are doing what we can to give opportunities to women. We've established something called the Eminertha Circle. So you may or may not know, Eminertha was a contemporary of Einstein's. He called her the greatest mathematician. And we have a group of women philanthropists who are raising money for various initiatives. We do some really, really interesting work and outreach. We have a full day conference with high school students. That picture over there, sort of the second one in, is there that one there? Our outreach team puts on this amazing event where there are about 200 high school girls who come into PI, and we have 15 to 20 mentors who are working in various scientific fields, who set up little booths, and the girls go and talk to them and get a real sense of what kind of opportunities there are in math and physics around the world. So a big, big emphasis on women in physics at Perimeter. We play a big role right across the country. So we have partnerships with every university, every research institute right across Canada, and we also have partnerships with all of the major centers around the world. Many of these are about research exchanges and running joint workshops, that sort of thing. So you know that we have a training program. We're a non-degree granting institute. So as you know, you're getting your master's degree from the University of Waterloo, our partner, but your whole program is delivered here. And we have some summer undergrad, very small summer undergrad program right now. You'll run into some of our visiting grads. Those may be people who are finishing their PhD somewhere else but are coming here to work on their thesis for a while. Masters is our PSI program, of course, and we've talked about the PhD and the postdoc. So that's you guys. This past year we had 471 applications for 30 positions, so you are have been very successful getting into a very tough program, and you're going to have... Is that what I wanted to go? Yes, this is where I wanted to go. Outreach. So I want to talk a little bit about outreach. So from day one, educational outreach has been a really, really critical part of this mandate. And we do programming for teachers, students, and the general public. And this is an area where you may have an opportunity to get involved in if you are so interested. Lots of students have been involved in our program. So we've now reached about 4 million students coast to coast in Canada. We have a teacher network that goes from coast to coast, has about 5,000 teachers, and now we work way beyond the borders of Canada. Our team recently has been at CERN, which isn't even up there, working with European Union teachers. We have partnerships in the UK and USA, recently in Singapore and various other places as well. And we do a lot of work for the general public. We've had big, big festivals, both in person, people joining us online, and we've produced a broadcast documentary on quantum information that has now been seen in 90 countries. So we put a lot of emphasis in that, and that's an area where you may have an opportunity to participate. I mentioned before that we spend a lot of time explaining why theoretical physics is interesting, why it's important. And we have a lot of media partners. We spend a lot of time on science communication, both in Canada and right around the world. So again, once in a while you'll see people parading around or sticking their head into the PSI room, and that may be a reporter or somebody who's coming to check out what we're doing. This is a place where you're going to work really hard, but you're also supposed to have a whole lot of fun. And It's really, really an important piece of what we do at Perimeter. It's an intense environment. People do work really hard, but we try to create opportunities for people to be able to relax and have fun, and you will get lots of opportunities that way. You'll slowly figure out sort of what kinds of opportunities exist. The Psy students are always by far the best musicians here. We had a great band who played at the Psy graduation. There are Psy students who played on our hockey team last year. And so lots and lots of opportunities to have a good time. So, welcome. I think you're going to have an amazing year, and it's really, really nice to have you here.
So one of the, Michael gave a great statistic here. There were 471 applications for the positions that you have. So it was extraordinarily intense competition this year. I think you should feel pretty successful already just getting here. You will have a great year. There's absolutely no doubt about it. What was I going to say? Oh, and you know, one of the things that's great about PI. And so, you know, in my own situation, it's kind of weird because I was, you know, a regular university faculty member, and I'm happy doing research. That's what we like to do. We like to do research. And if people make us do other things, we grudgingly do them. And we complain and whine about it, but we grudgingly do them. And so, you know, here I am doing this huge administrative job, which takes me away from research, and takes about 80% of my time. And it's just crazy. And the reason is because it's such a fantastic environment. I mean, everybody here is on the same page. Everybody wants to contribute to doing great science. And so it doesn't matter whether you're doing experimental work in self-condensed matter or whether you're doing quantum gravity. The lure of being at a place where everybody has that goal is just phenomenal. And so one of the great things here is that, you know, it's so dynamic. In other words, you know, if we want to try something, we want to do something, and then we can just, you know, we can try it. And one of the things, it's on the schedule, right? So I can mention the winter school. One of the things we're trying this year is we're going to have a winter school, which is it's all about physics, but it's about physics outside of the classroom. And it's also about dealing with this beast we have called winter, where we're going to, you know, all go away somewhere and do physics, but not in a classroom, and also, you know, get outdoors and do some things, and hopefully it's going to be a great experience. Hopefully you're going to love it, and hopefully they'll let us do it again. so we'll see. But this is just an example of, you know, if you have an idea and you go to talk to Michael and you sell the idea, then okay, let's try that. And that's really hard to do at a university, right? You've been at a university, you know how hard it is to do anything new, because it has to go to this committee and that committee and then this other committee and then back to this committee. And so PI is so refreshing, and it's such a fantastic place to do science. So hopefully you'll really enjoy it here. So now we've filled up a lot of our time, and so we can naturally go into, we were supposed to have a break until 11:30. So we'll just do that. We'll break. You can go downstairs. One of the other great thing about PI is all of the free coffee. So we have it there. Tibra wants to say, yeah? Yeah, absolutely. And then in the meantime, well, before we break too, you can ask Ines any questions. You can always interrupt and ask questions.